Welcome to the podcast of Radius Church. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
America. There's also Free International. Mike and Denise Bartel started this organization in 2007. They were with Project Rescue, which I'll talk about in a moment. But they help ladies and young girls escape from sex trafficking. I went to school with Mike. We went to school together. He's an awesome man of God, and he and his wife, they're centered in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they're doing an incredible work, but they have expanded their ministry to cities across America, helping ladies get free from that and then rebuild their lives. Before they founded that, they were part of Project Rescue, which was founded by Dr. David and Beth Grant. And that helps rescues women and children from human trafficking and the sex slave trade all over the world. And that's where the Bartels got the passion for it. And so we want to support those ministries. And then the last one, you can see the name of the family there. I cannot announce their name or where they're at because they are in a sensitive country, a country that's almost 100% Muslim. And for their safety, we cannot mention them online, but you can see them there in your notes. And we're asking you to pray the next couple of weeks and say, God, what do you want me to give to missions? We receive missions faith promises where we say, God, how much do you want me to give every month? In some cases, some people give weekly. And it's that goes to support missionaries, the ones you see on the wall back there as you walk out. You can see all of our missionaries. I'm happy to say that last year we met our goal of bringing on all three missionaries we wanted. They were three missionaries that were going out from Wyoming, one to Thailand, one in a sensitive country in North Africa, and the other one to Austria. We picked all of them up, and so now we support all of our Wyoming missionaries. Can you give God a hand for that? And while I'm happy for that, there are people all over the world that still haven't found Jesus and are not following him. And that's why we give to missions, because we've been blessed. And Jesus said, go into all the world. So be praying the next few weeks saying, God, how do you want me to partner with the rest of the body here at Radius to help all people everywhere find and follow Jesus? Well, this morning we're going to formally receive into membership five people. If they would come up on the platform and join me at this time. And I've had many people ask me before, you know, Craig, why should I become a member? Why is membership important? Can't I enjoy all of the benefits of going to church without being a member? And the answer is, yes, you can enjoy all those benefits without being a member. But there is one word that distinguishes what a member is, and that word is commitment. The church, the term membership or church membership, it comes from what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:27, you're the body of Christ and members individually. All right, everybody, stick out your arms and your feet. Wave them around, all right? Your members are working. If your members want to scratch your head, you got an itch there, or on your shoulder, your members work together to accomplish things. And that's the term Paul said when he says, I'm talking about my church. He called it a body, and the individual people are members of that body. And what that signifies is there is a partnership of both giving and receiving. Just as every part of your body, it gives, but it also receives. That's what we do here as a church. We're involved in serving and building the kingdom of God and building the body. But it also symbolizes a relationship of caring and growth. When one member of the body suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. And so this morning, we are happy to say that these five individuals are saying, I want to make that step of commitment of being a member. We have Tim and Kathy McMahon, Doug and Marie Haynes, and Deborah Ponder. And in our, they have taken our Destiny classes. And in those classes we talked about, there are four commitments that we ask our members to make. And this morning, as I read these commitments, respond, we do, if this is your intent to make these commitments as a member of Radius. First, I will protect the unity of my church by acting in love toward other members, by refusing to gossip, by following the leaders, and by resolving conflict biblically. I will share the responsibility of my church by praying for its growth, by inviting the unchurched to attend, by warmly welcoming those who visit, by building relationships with the body, and by attending the annual and special business meetings.
We do.
I will serve the ministry of my church by discovering my gifts and talents, by being equipped to serve and serving in ministry, and by developing a servant's heart.
We do.
Last of all, I'll support the testimony of my church by attending faithfully, by living a godly life, and by giving regularly. At this time, I would like our board members to join me up on the platform. I'd like the rest of you to stand this morning. We want to say a prayer of blessing over them, because any time I found when you make a greater commitment to God and you say, God, I want to up my level of commitment, of what I'm doing, what I'm giving, of what I'm saying yes to you for, a lot of times it puts us in the crosshairs of the enemy. And we want to pray for a prayer of blessing and protection over these people, Tim, Kathy, Doug, Marie, and Deb. Would you extend your hands forward this morning? Father God, we come to you right now in Jesus' name, and I thank you for this commitment, Lord, that Tim, Kathy, Doug, Marie, and Deborah are making, Lord God. Lord, as they're saying, Lord, we want to be part of this body, not just to attend, but to partner, God, to serve, God, just to invest, God, to receive and to give. Lord, I pray that you will bless them. Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection around each and every one of them, around their families. I pray over their health, over their finances. God, over their ministries, what you've called them to. God, give them new revelation. God, give them just a greater experience with you than they've ever had. Jesus, as they're saying yes and making this commitment, I pray that you would bless them abundantly. Bless their going out and their coming in. Father, I pray that you will help them. You'll give them wisdom for decisions they face. Lord, that you'll give them a special anointing as they're involved in service here in the church. Use them, God, to help all people find and follow Jesus. We ask this now in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. You can give them a hand. My bride, Rebecca, has a special gift bag for you. There are some goodies in there, and we just want to say welcome to membership. It's a blessing to have you guys. And also, there is a letter that says welcome to membership and a membership card, so you are official card-carrying members of Radius Church. And we just want to say God bless you. Thank you so much for partnering with us. Can you give them another hand? Woo! You can be seated. At this time, we have one of my favorite things to do as a pastor, and that's to dedicate a little one. And so this morning, would Jace Chavez Murphy please join me up front and bring your family members who are joining you, and you can give him a hand as he comes. Isn't he a cutie? Smiley little guy. In Scripture, we see parents dedicating their children to the Lord. Moses' mom, Jochebed, dedicated him and trained him up after he was given back to her. Hannah recognized that her son Samuel was given to the Lord, that she lent him to the Lord and says, God, you can have him. We dedicate him. And even Joseph and Mary dedicated Jesus in the temple when he was just an infant. Psalm 127 says that children are an inheritance given to parents. And Megan, Jace is an inheritance. And there's three things you can do with an inheritance. You can ignore it and act like it doesn't exist. You can squander it and waste it for selfish purposes. Or you can invest it and cause it to multiply and make the most of it. And just as we can do that with money, we can do that with our kids. And this morning, you are saying, I want to invest in my son. I want to dedicate him to the Lord because I realize that when I put him in God's hands, that's the best place that he can be. Psalm 139, one of my favorite psalms, David wrote this, and he said, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. That word woven, it refers to an exquisite tapestry with all the different threads that are woven together. And God is saying, I wove Jace together. He's my masterpiece. Every child is a masterpiece of God. And David went on to say, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. God has millions, billions of precious thoughts for Jace, and his days are written in God's book. And we don't know what those pages say in God's book, and it's probably a good thing, because sometimes if we did, we might want to change God's writing, but he knows what we need. And this morning, we're going to share a commitment with you, and you know what that commitment is, and as you're reaffirming that in front of our body, saying, yes, I want to raise Jace, because really it's more a dedication of yourself than it is of him. And so, please respond with the words, I do. Do you dedicate yourself to bring Jace up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord?
I do.
Do you promise to provide a secure, God-centered environment for him?
I do.
Do you promise to instruct Jace in the teachings of Jesus, to develop Christ-like character in him, and to teach him how to pray and read the Word of God?
I do.
To the best of your ability, do you promise to shape the home life of your child through family devotions, your words, your attitudes, and your example?
I do.
And if God, in his infinite wisdom, shall choose to use Jace's life in a special way, do you swear to not only give your consent, but to actively encourage Jace in the service that God would choose for him? And as much as you've made this commitment before God and before our body, we want to just pray a prayer of blessing over you and over him this morning. Would you stand with me again and extend your hands towards him? And as we're getting ready to pray, I want you to realize that the command to train up a child in the way he should go applies to all of us. And as members of a body that we just talked about, our example sets a tone for this little guy. The Apostle Paul said, encourage one another and lift each other up. He says, don't tear each other down, don't gossip. The Apostle Paul, he talks about how as a body, we give and we receive. We just don't take and tear down. And so we have an example to live that we share words of praise and joy instead of criticism, gossip, and negativity, so that Jay sees what a real follower of Jesus looks like. And he's turned on to Jesus in his church and instead of turned off to them. Let's pray this morning. Extend your hands forward. Father God, I thank you so much right now for Jace. God, he is precious in your sight and you wove him together. God, he has talents and giftings and abilities that we don't even know what they are. But you do, and we just commit him to your ways, to your will. Bless him. Lord, I pray for Megan. God, that you would give her wisdom. Give her encouragement. Not God, give her the energy emotionally, spiritually, and physically, Jesus, as she raises him. God, give her a fire and a passion for you that is contagious to Jason, to all around her. Lord, just bless this family. I pray for peace, for joy, for abundant blessing, for health, for prosperity. And Lord, we give you thanks and praise for this little life now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's it, buddy. Yeah. You are adorable, you know? You can be seated. Megan, I want to give you, this is a certificate of dedication. There's also a letter for Jace to open on his 13th birthday, and it's just kind of a challenge as he goes from a child to that teenage adulthood phase to begin to think about the decisions he makes. God bless you very much. We have had just a really fantastic past few months, and God has enabled us to accomplish a lot of things, as Pastor Zach shared, and we're going to show a video in just a moment. But how many of you know that sometimes the victories God gives you aren't just things that He does for you, that He provides for you and He gives you, but sometimes it's the things that He protects you from and keeps you from. He does that. This last Thursday, one of our staff members went into the mechanical room and they saw water on the floor. And as we began to investigate and look around, we discovered that this huge holding tank, I think I forgot to send a picture, that's, I don't know how many, it's like this big around and about 8 feet tall, full of water, few hundred gallons of water in it, had a pin-size leak and it was spraying out. And when the plumbers came, they said if it would have went overnight, the tank would have probably ruptured, blown a hole through the sheetrock, and water from the city would have just been flooding our building. We probably would have not had service today. And I say, thank you, Jesus. That's a victory. And thank goodness it's a holding tank for our sprinkler system, which we don't need. It's the lawn sprinkler system, not the fire sprinkler system, okay? Clarify that. So we don't need to really move on it right away. Otherwise, we might not have any water here today, and that would have been a little tough to have service too. So we just praise God for Him watching over us. And I want you to be able to give praise for some of these victories, these just wonderful things God has enabled us to do because of your faithful, generous giving. Enjoy the video.
All right, church, here's a victory video of our new things that we have accomplished somewhat this year as well as even starting last year. A lot of what you guys have helped for. So here it is. Check it out. This is our library that we were able to get recarpeted that we had to move stuff out of. It looks absolutely amazing with the new carpet. It looks like a brand new room. So church, thank you so much for your help with moving all this furniture and everything that we had to do in order to be able to make this happen. Next up is the nursery that we were also able to redo. We didn't just carpet it. We also got a chance to paint it that we started last year. This is absolutely amazing. Thanks to Nadia. Thank you so much for all of your dedication and hard work with the new toys, the murals on the wall. This place looks absolutely amazing, and I'm sure our kids absolutely love it. It's so bright and colorful and great for all the kids. The carpet is nice and soft. So Nadia, again, thank you so much. Here's the two rooms that they use. This is the back room. Got a beautiful mural on it. Thank you so much, Nadia. Next up on the list is our youth kids room. This is what it used to look like way back in the day. This is about 5 years ago when I first got here as a youth pastor. And you can see we've changed up quite a bit since then. Wow. Some of these kids are grown up. They're adults now. They're over at college. Some of them are still here. Some of them have moved. We've always had a great group of youth kids. Now, here's what the carpet used to look like after playing on it so much. It really needed to be replaced. So, church, thank you so much for your giving, your faithfulness, because this is now what it looks like. Repainted, new sound booth, redone. This place is absolutely amazing. And the mural that we were able to do on the wall back there with Radius Youth and Kids, thank you so much, Maggie, for your hard work and dedication that you were able to put into that. This is the youth just enjoying their time, us playing some games. It was a great time. Thank you so much, church. Next up on our list is right here is the young adults room. We tore down that wall there. We made two rooms, one room. And so this is after it was done. Holes were patched in the wall. These were the colors that they had, some of the old couches that we had. And now this is what we have today. New carpet. Walls are painted differently. Even got new couches. Church, our young adults enjoy this absolutely so much. This is a great space to be able to use, not just for the young adults, but for any small groups that we have going on. Several are using it right now during the week and even sometimes on the weekends as well. So thank you guys so much for putting into our young adults because they are super appreciated, them being appreciated. And so, again, thank you so much, church. Lastly is our stage. This is how we started way back in the day up there on the highest platform. We call that the cave. That's where we originally started, and then we brought some of our singers down. This is how we've been Many of these singers still worshiping with us today. Thank you guys so much to the worship team for all of you guys' hard work and your dedication to us. Again, this is how we started out many years ago when I first got here, about 5 years ago. And just right here in a second, you're going to see what we have right now. Of course, you already see it if you're already in the building. And it's a beautiful new stage. Everybody spread out. They got some room to really be able to worship God, to be able to help showcase their love to Jesus and help every single person in this building enter into worship and be able to have a great experience with God and the Holy Spirit. So, church, again, you guys are such a blessing with your faithful giving and all that you have done here for Radius Church. Can't thank you guys enough for being a part of it, because this blesses us as pastors, which also blesses you. So thank you guys so much. Have a blessed day. Let's celebrate what God has done. Hallelujah.
Who I am. I do this because I'm forgiven. I do this because He rose. I know no water can change me, but this water is a sign that change has occurred in my heart. My life will never be the same. So now I'm proclaiming it to the world. And just as Jesus was buried, I will be buried. Just as Jesus rose, I will rise. Faith, hope, love, none are greater than these. I have faith that Jesus is who He says He is. I have hope in His resurrection and His everlasting power. His endless love has forever changed my life.
Casey Edges. I'm 23 and I've been coming to Radius for about 5 months now. I've always kind of believed in God, but never really sought a relationship with Him, or never really knew much about the Bible or who Jesus is or what He's done. Recently, I'd probably say He's just revealed a lot of wisdom through His word. It's just given me such a joy that I didn't, you know, think I'd really ever get at one point. But I did start with watching a TV show called The Chosen, and that kind of led me into His word, and it's just been a growing relationship ever since. So yeah, I want to be baptized because it's one of the last commands that Jesus gives to His disciples in the Bible. So I just kind of want to obey Him, and it's what He desires. So I just kind of want to please Him, I guess. Yeah.
I'm Jedediah Haynes, and I am 14. Before I received Christ, I did some things, or I did a lot of things that I wasn't supposed to because I wanted to. I got saved when my dad led me to Christ, and I slowly developed my personality with Jesus. The reason I want to give my life to God is because to repay him for what he had his son do on the cross for me. Since I've met Jesus, God has done miracles for me and given me blessings that I didn't know I could have. He's given me a close relationship to where I can speak freely with him and has given me help with my anxiety. The reason I want to be baptized is to show that I am a Christian and truly believe in God.
Hi, my name is Elijah Haynes, and I'm 13 years old. Before coming to Christ, I did a lot of things I probably shouldn't have, and for no apparent reason. One day, my dad took me and my brother aside, and he explained to us about the love of God and the punishment of hell. On that day, both me and my brother got saved. Since I've come to Christ, things have been much more peaceful in my life, and every day I feel like I am growing in my spiritual relationship with Him. This summer, me and my family went through a lot of struggles, including losing my dog and my grandma getting diagnosed with cancer. I want to be baptized because I want to show that throughout those struggles, God gave me peace and He helped us me through them. And I want an outward sign that of what He has done for me.
Eli, upon your profession of faith as Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I now baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Up today thanking God for the new life He's given each of us and the new life that you and I have a mission to take to the world. What is that mission? To help all people find and follow Jesus. Let's thank God this morning.
To hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. I try with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting like a vagabond. And just when He told me that I was not alone. Oh, He picked me up and turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because He healed my heart and changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Oh, yeah.
deny what I've seen. I've got no choice but to believe my doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends. Burden and bitterness, you can just keep on moving. Now you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. You picked me up, you turned me around, you placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Eternal life. You've rescued us from death, God, from the bondage of sin. We are free today. We are cleansed. The guilt is gone. The shame is gone. We have a new life. We have joy unspeakable. We have peace. We have hope. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Amen. Amen. Have you had a good celebration? Woo! We invite you to stick around, grab your coffee and cookies, and then meander throughout the building. Go upstairs, see young adults, youth and kids center, the nursery, the offices, library. Just thank God for what he's enabled us to do. We'll see you next week. It's our annual meeting and dinner and celebration, so we invite you to come. God bless. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
You have been listening to the podcast of Radius Church in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please check us out at radiuschurch.live or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation.